Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Hello, this is Mark Alessi. Welcome to Tesla World Radio. I am joined here today by Lisa Mirabelli from Vertigo Media. Lisa is a guru at getting our message out and doing our social media and marketing and advertising and helping to build our crowd. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Mark. How are you today? That was very kind of you. Thank you so much. But I'm super excited to be a part of the Tesla Science Center. And you guys definitely have a lot going on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the exciting news that happened this
week? Sure. In our last podcast, we highlighted how we went out to the West Coast, and we have a number of friends out there that have been a part of us since the crowdfund. And I get back home and I get a text from Novak Djokovic, the tennis champ. And he is a big Tesla fan. And, you know, we've talked on and off with some of his folks over the year or two, knowing that he comes here for the U.S. Open and such. And he texted out of the blue in a very humble way. You know, hi, Mark. This is Novak Djokovic. I'm a professional tennis player. And I'm going to be in New York. And I'd love to come see the Tesla Science Center. So he came and toured the site this past week. And I was really, really impressed. We didn't talk tennis. We didn't talk sports. We talked science. He did. He had to bow out because he had an injury. But that is common when these professional athletes today are pushing it to the limit over and over and over again. There's times they have to pull back and recoup, and he had to do that this go around. But he's definitely the number one tennis player in the world. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how just an amazing person he is. So again, very humble. Came to the site, was just focused on the history of Tesla to make sure that we are telling the story accurately, because he has studied it over and over. He's a big fan of Nikola Tesla. He got married on Tesla's birthday, and yes, wow. he's definitely appreciates Nikola Tesla, and he's really focused on trying to make sure that we don't lose focus, that this is an international site, and he wants to help. He wants to make introductions for us around the world and help us raise the capital necessary to open the doors.
Have someone like that who's so supportive of the mission, you know, and to be from the country and appreciate and know that we're putting out authentic messages, knowing that we're creating something authentic, that means a lot. We wouldn't have, I think, attracted him if we weren't authentic in what we were trying to create.
Right.
So that's important.
So, I agreed. It was a tremendous shot in the arm for the staff and I and the board to have somebody at such a high caliber reach out to us and saying, I want to get involved. And, you know, it's a testament to this program and this opportunity. Where else on Long Island is somebody from such an international stature reaching out saying, I want to get involved? So it's so gratifying. But with it comes a responsibility that we have to make sure that we build a world-class site, museum, science center, and an innovation center in terms of a way to help innovation commercialize. And that was an interest of his, both STEM education for the youth worldwide and a way to help commercialize technologies. So it was a tremendous visit.
Sure. People still are a little vague on it. I'd love for you to just tell us more about it.
So it is science, technology, engineering, and math is what the acronym STEM refers to. And a lot of people throw in A for arts, so it's STEAM rather than STEM. But it's important that, you know, in our schools here on Long Island, for example, K through 12, we have a stellar education. We're coming from, the most part, a relatively wealthy region of the state and of the nation. But we could be doing a whole lot more in terms of STEM. We could have coding in our classes at, you know, for kids at 8 years old, it's a language and we want them to know it. Robotics and such. So
what is the tie-in from Tesla STEM?
So, well, for us, we have started some programs in local schools to basically offer extracurricular activities.
So local schools on Long Island are now
Yeah.
The benefits of a Tesla STEM program in their classroom.
And, you know, it's only going to grow from there. So a lot of our benefactors come off of Long Island. What they would like us to see is to find the greatest cutting edge in education to help make sure that we're giving our kids all the tools they need to succeed in the innovation economy. And so once we prove that tool out locally, we want to make sure it's a program that's scalable. For example, when I was on the West Coast just a couple of weeks ago, I met with a gentleman named Roger Wagner. I was introduced to him by Stan Silverman from NYIT. Now, Stan is the expert on technology in the classroom. As a state, we rely on Stan Silverman to vet some of the newest technologies to determine what should end up in New York State classrooms. And so he's been an advisor to us, and he introduced us to this gentleman, Roger Wagner, who is one of the original employees at Apple. He lives in San Diego, and he's created a new tool that will teach students how to build an Arduino computer or Arduino type computer. It's called MakerBit. You can look it up online. We're going to make it a Tesla kit that students can use this Maker kit to create a Tesla project and then code it, and they could build their own exhibits. It's great. And We can teach it in local classrooms, but it's also something we could teach by webinar, and it's something that we can ship to, you know, schools around the United States and schools around the world, pushing it into the classroom.
So if this doesn't hit your heartstrings, anyone out there listening, I don't know what will. This is something that will affect our children and our future. So if you could, again, go to teslasciencecenter.org, join as a member, and help us put these wonderful programs in place. We appreciate any support or any donation that you can give.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's all your support is really important. We won't be able to really accomplish the mission without that support. Once we have the doors open for the museum and science center, and we have visitors and ticket sales, things will get easier. And our goal is to make this a sustainable organization and a sustainable project in two ways. One, financially, but two, also from an energy standpoint. Nikola Tesla was one of the original promoters of alternative energy and sustainable energy.
I have no idea.
Yeah. And the when first he was the creator of our alternating current distribution system that we use today. But he also unlocked the power of Niagara Falls by building the first hydro power plants there. And just at the dawn of the industrial age, when we were building coal-fired power plants, he felt that we can use the forces of nature and the forces of earth to have clean power. But he was looking at hydro. He knew that solar would eventually be a power source. He definitely knew that wind could be a power source. It already was in his day for other purposes. He had windmills for grinding grain or whatever. But he knew that with his rotating magnetic field motor, if you had a wind turbine, you could create electricity. So he envisioned clean power and renewable power that wouldn't run out in the late 1880s and early 1900s. So if we're truly going to honor him, we have to make sure that as we build this site, it's a green site, it's a LEED site, and we use as little energy as possible and as much green energy as possible, and then promote it and teach people about it on site. So we talked a little bit about the importance of supporting the center. I'm, you know, very grateful for all the support that we've gotten here. Don't know how much I could talk about it, but you tell me if I can. But we've had sponsors from all across the corporate spectrum on Long Island supporting our first gala.
And then we have our first gala coming up.
That's right.
It's really exciting. I believe that it's September 26th.
That's right.
There are open tickets available for anyone who would like to come down and participate and enjoy an evening of not only knowledge, but food, great fun, really interesting lectures and talks and some wonderful displays, correct?
We're going to make sure that it's a highly entertaining event. We'll have some of our exhibits there, and we'll be putting on a bit of a show in terms of the program. But really, at the end of the day, this is going to be the inaugural event that anybody can say, yes, I helped launch that science center, whether they were in the crowdfund, whether they participated in our capital campaign, or they come to our first gala. I know I walk into historic hotels and you see the picture of everybody that showed up to a dinner from 1930. This is going to be one of those dinners where people are going to point and say, so-and-so was there.
So where do they go to purchase those tickets?
They can go to our website, teslasciencecenter.org. And purchase tickets.
I want to make sure that we inform them how to buy.
Right.
You have to invite them. So we're hoping September 26th at 6 p.m., and we're looking for about 200 people. How many people are you anticipating?
Actually our goal was 150, being this is our first gala. We didn't want to, we have to build a bit of a foundation of support. And so I think we're eclipsing that goal actually this week. So we probably will creep up to about 200 by the end of the month.
It's wonderful to see the local corporations and international corporations get involved. Why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the highest...
We've had folks from, the radio industry, like Walk FM, Connoisseur Media. We've had Bank of America and Markham Accounting and
Peter Klein,
Claire Friedlander Foundation, Eugene Scion and Softion. We've had HSBC Bank was a big sponsor, so thank you. And we had another local startup. I don't know if you can call them a startup anymore because they're growing very fast, but BioCogent became a sponsor of the event. So it's a little mix of some of the older industry on Long Island and some of the newer innovative companies that have just come to the forefront in the past 5 years. And it's a nice little mix to have supporting us for the first gala. And it just shows that we're appealing to all walks of life here. And this is more of a local event. This isn't going to, people don't donate to galas, at least yet, until we're open and we're an international organization. This isn't where folks from the West Coast are going to get all that involved. But, this is a good testament to the support we have here in our own backyard.
Well, we do have some people coming, attending.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But it's just when we talk to companies that are located off of Long Island, they hear gala, they're not as interested. They might come, especially if they're going to be in the New York area. But when they hear that they can have a wing named after their company in a World Historic Site, that's where they get more involved. But, that is the funding that opens buildings. We also need operational funding, and galas help support the operation until the operation gets going and the buildings are open. And we, again, like I said earlier, we have ticket sales and revenue coming in. This is the lifeblood to let us, start the project.
I know if anyone is familiar with the Liberty Science Center, what we're trying to build here at the Tesla Science Center is going to supersede.
That's right.
What they have there. So, getting involved in the gala, participating at a local level is really important, and I think is really the foundation of Long Island. Innovation and technology, we are the hub, or we're the hub, and we're trying to recreate that right now. So again, go to TeslaScienceCenter.org, purchase your tickets for the gala, make a donation if you can attend. We look forward to everyone participating as a community and really building the science center into global.
So, in our closing remarks, you mentioned that we're trying to create this hub here on Long Island, and we've been at this for a good 10 years, not only as Tesla Science Center, but a number of us. I'm a serial entrepreneur myself, and I'm involved with the innovation economy, and we know that Long Island has the history and the assets to create something similar to a Silicon Valley here. And just recently, Joe Campolo from Campolo Middleton, he's one of the newer board members that are, coming on the board, along with Andy Mitchell, the CEO of Peconic Bay Medical Center. When we asked Joe what got you interested, he's like, I can't think of anything else on Long Island that I can get involved with that has such an important opportunity to attract people from all over the world and make this a hub for innovation. And so it's an exciting project getting some of the top folks in industry here on Long Island. So look forward to seeing you all at the gala. Thanks so much.
That's Tesla World Radio with Mark Alessi. Thank you, and please join in next week.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.